This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I got the Giants going 82-75.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Just got some good news.
Yeah? Give it to me.
I'll be one of the MCs at the September 5th at Harding Park. Remember last year I helped MC Sergio Romo was there Friday. Yeah. And
does that mean you're taking the day off?
Our girl Jewel that you met. No, it's in the evening.
Nobody golfs in the evening.
Well, no, it's a award ceremony.
Is it a Friday?
Remember, and I told you I saw our old boss, Greg Nimitz.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
Shout out Jewel.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Like the singer?
No.
From Alaska?
No.
Oh. No, I remember. I remember Jewel. All right. So you want Melvin to be a little more forceful in his criticism.
That's all.
All right.
Of himself and his players.
Okay, let's take a listen to Steve Kerr talking about Pajemski. Is this what you want?
So Pod's a hell of a player, but he needs to, and I've told him this, he needs to be a smart player. He's one of our guys who's capable of making really good decisions. He had a lob when we were up 12 in the late second quarter that was frankly insane. It's a 5-on-4. You just keep hitting singles, throw the ball to the open guy. He had the same play last week against Brooklyn where he tried to throw a lob over his shoulder. He cannot be that guy. You know, and he can't foul jump shooters. So I love Brandon. He's a hell of a player. He's got a hell of a future ahead of him. But I hope he watches this clip right now of me talking because he needs to hear it. He's got to be a smart, tough, great decision maker, and he's very capable of it, but that's his next step.
Steve Kerr for president. That's it. That's a great idea, whoever pulled that.
This guy is a ball player.
Oh, my gosh, Steiny. And said he loved him, but he went down the whole Carfax report of infractions. Dude, that's what I'm talking about. Right. And then we got to bang on the desk, the lob, don't forget Brooklyn the other game. Oh my, that's what we're talking, that's Ramos.
Here's more Kerr on Pods.
Yeah, I mean, everything I said has already been said to Brandon. The reason I said it to the media is there's a little, you know, it puts a little pressure on him. And I never say anything that I don't think about first. So that didn't just come, you know, out of anger for the loss. That came because he needs to get the message. And the message is a really important one because he's such a good player. He's such an important player for us. But he's a typical young player, second year, a guy who's, you know, trying to forge his identity and figure out who he is. All young players go through this. And it's not an easy process because you have to make some mistakes to recognize, you know, who you are, what you can do, what you're capable of, and also what your team needs from you. And so we just need Brandon to speed up the process because, you know, you guys were talking about it. We've got Steph and Draymond who are Hall of Famers and still playing at a really high level, but they're older, and we're trying to fit this thing together now and have a great season. So we need Brandon to take that next step, and I'm confident that he will.
Wow, man.
All right.
Man, Stoney,
he cannot be that guy.
That is amazing.
All right.
That's all Giant fans are asking.
Let me ask you this question. Why has Steve Kerr never adopted that tone for Kuminga?
I don't have that answer.
With Kuminga.
He cannot be that guy.
And I want to be honest, Donnie. I'm going through the archives right now mentally. I feel like he's given nothing like that.
Not even
that
close.
Was a diss record right there,
right?
With love. But I don't recall him ever doing that for JK. But Willard and Dibbs talked to him about JK, and it ain't that. But
well, I think
he calls him out.
I think it's because he doesn't think that he can get there.
And I also think it's because Kerr's not crazy about him. And that's why, it's easy to do that to Pods, and it's easy for Pods to hear that because Pods is still playing 30 minutes next night. Maybe Bob Melvin doesn't, I'll bet you there's some part of Kerr that doesn't feel comfortable calling Kuminga out like that. And whatever the reason is, maybe there's the same kind of reason why Melvin wouldn't do that to Ramos.
Okay.
You treat players different, and maybe he's seen something in Ramos where he feels like if he does that, he might lose him.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
Okay, so since we're doing that, let me do that with you. You have a lot of character flaws, but what I do know about you, Stoney, is you are fair. And I mean what I'm about to say and ask. Do you think it's fair that I bring up Melvin's past with the Padres where they had an issue in the clubhouse among themselves with all that talent and for whatever reason, Melvin got fired and I know he wasn't getting along with the GM at the time, but the bottom line is he couldn't galvanize him nor fix it. Do you think it's fair I bring that up just to question? Okay, well, on side B, the B side, he had the talent in Diego and for whatever reason couldn't fix stuff that was going on off the field. Is that fair to where maybe that has me to where I have less confidence in him?
That's fair. I think Melvin did a great job with the A's. I thought he was a really good manager for the Oakland A's. Really good.
And you're not by yourself.
So I don't know how you balance the San Diego with the Oakland. I do know that, all this talk about the Giants and Melvin, I hear what everybody's saying, but I am kind of with Pavlovich that firing Melvin doesn't feel like something Posey believes will be the answer.
Mm.
And I also just think...
Well, that gives me fear then. Or real quick, Stoney. Now I don't know how to answer your question if Devers is going to be back to his baseball card, the back of his baseball card next year, and Adames for that matter, if there's no change. Because I'll ask you then, what are you doing? It's what you said in the first hour. You're just hoping.
Well, you try to upgrade the team in the offseason.
Well, I was just talking about for these two players to look like who they've been.
Yeah, I mean, this is where you and I differ. To me, it's got nothing to do with the manager. I mean, I don't, seriously, when you get three guys like Devers, Adames, and Chapman, and they play every single day, I mean, go hit. You're pro hitters.
But nobody's above. What's up with Chapman? Stoney, just forget the left hand. He hadn't hit a home run since April 17th or April 7th, whatever it is. He still got hit. Maybe he needs some help. And maybe right now, as far as instruction or verbal stuff, it's not on this staff.
Yeah,
You don't even think there's nothing.
I just don't.
Player got to fix player.
I mean, I just, again, I'm looking at Devers, Adames, and Chapman. And let's say, I got to believe that if they're slumping, somebody looks at film and says, you know, this is kind of biting you. You know, you're going for that low and away slider, and it's getting you every time. So stop swinging at the low and away slider. Like, I find it hard to believe. Like, I think when I'm guessing about Buster Posey is what I just don't think he. I don't know how can you be the player Buster Posey was, and especially when he was a veteran, and he was all about just prep and coming to work. I just can't
see. This is where I'll go ahead.
I just cannot see him saying, if I fire Melvin, Devers, Chapman, and Adamas are going to hit.
Wow.
I don't. Like, I think those three guys in particular, like, they're above the manager. They're hitters. They're going to hit or they're not going to hit.
Well,
just the way I look at it.
I mean, Buster represents the rings, and I think he knows what it looks like, what it's supposed to look like. And out of respect, if he's just letting Melvin finish this year, I understand it. But, Stani, I think he knows – and he recognizes, and I think he was at the game the other day, I heard Kruko say it, and I'm like, Buster has to know these guys have damn near quit. I mean, it feels like that, or they're lifeless. That's been my word, and not just mine. But, Stani, that matters.
Yeah, I, like, again, and
managers
I'm not
get graded, too.
I'm
you
not
know?
Saying you're wrong, but, you know, I just to pick a fight, yeah. I would say, I don't think they look like they've quit. I think they look totally frustrated.
And what they're exactly?
They're frustrated. They're not getting any results. Mm. And they're losing.
And I brought up yesterday, I asked you about Kapler. Why did he get fired? And remind me, Stani, what did you say? Because the players didn't like him?
I mean, again, I think there were a lot of reasons. The fans didn't like him. It became clear to the Giants ownership group that the fans hated platooning. Mm. And that was important to the Giants because marketing's important to the Giants. And so they brought in Posey to change that philosophy. And I look at it like he's trying to change that philosophy by acquiring everyday players who are good. And he's in the middle of that task.
Yeah. And I'm going to say this for Kapler, and I can do it, and I can say it for Farhan. I don't remember them losing 12 or 13 at home. I don't remember them losing the consecutive series like they have at home. And you talk about marketing, and you talk about a club that's playing hard, but they're losing. It's the exact opposite of everything that you want. And I think that does matter. And you could talk about the players, and you have. But at the end of the day, Stani, this is why managerial changes happen, when you just don't have the answer. And to Buster, he knows. He's been around it, and maybe he's already made up his mind, and he's waiting till the season's over, or maybe he'll bring Melvin back. But if we're going to continuously get, I don't know what's going on, and the reporters are saying that, I mean, that's to me speaks volumes that we got the wrong skipper.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go out to Christian. Christian is in Fairfield. Hey, Christian, how you doing?
Hey, fellas, what's up?
Hey.
I was at the game Monday, so I agree with you, Goo, before I explain why, I wanted to ask you guys a question after that about foul ball etiquette because I dropped one bare hand. So, but I agree with you, Goo. I think Melvin should take accountability because he lost that game Monday because he left Webb in too long. Mm. Webb was struggling, had two outs. We were in club seats. I got to sit in the best seats of my life because my boy's trying to get me to play on his over 40 Olympic team. So we're sitting there, and everyone's talking about should he pull Webb, and he let him fight through that. But then he brought him in the next inning, and a guy named Freddie with three home runs smacked one out. So he could have took accountability after that game and said, I left Webb in too long. So I think he's kind of losing the players. Because to go with your guys' current analogy, Jonathan Kuminga never came in with half energy, even through everything he's been in. So whether him and Kerr are struggling, they still got to respect to where all those players, whether they're getting DMPs or not, are giving max effort. I think Melvin's kind of losing his players because the energy is not the same at the games earlier. So that's my take on that. So I agree. And foul ball etiquette. If you're around a bunch of kids, we're all grown, you, Evan, Goo, Steiny. If you, I drop the foul ball and you pick it up, would you give it to the 13-year-olds or do you put it in your pocket?
You give it to the kids. You give it to the kids.
Thank you, Guru. Thank you.
What adult would keep the ball with kids even remote in the vicinity, Evan?
Steiny.
I wouldn't.
And I really believe you would. You'll do a lot of things. I would say yes.
What am I going to do with a baseball?
Right.
No, but you would give the ball to the kid and say, I mean, you don't really deserve this.
I would, there would be a, yeah, I would do
something.
That
makes their day.
Like the first time I would hand it to him and then pull it back. Sure, the first time, but I'd end up giving
it. You know, I only have this because you couldn't catch it. Here you go.
Okay, I got one for you.
All right.
As long as we're talking about that kind of etiquette. Monday, I got home from work and started working out a little bit in the backyard.
Look at my man.
Getting some shots up. And my neighbor's son came up, Jack, from down the street. He can use the court whenever he wants.
Oh, that's awesome.
In the backyard. And I was winding up my my workout. I said, let's go. Let's go, Jack. Horse. And I said, but I have a special way to play horse. It's like you don't. You do it fast. Like, I take a shot, it goes in, you, like, do it. Like, take the shot, and, you know, get the other ball.
I got you. Yeah.
Shut him out. I shut him out.
Well, that's all fair.
And then I told...
How old is he?
He's, like, in ninth grade.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Should I let him win?
You couldn't, no, but you couldn't give him an H.
Okay, so you want me to give him a letter. You want me to take on a letter?
Evan, I think he was fine.
Well, if he can't make any shot, but like you beat him five straight?
No. One game, H-O-R-S-E to nothing.
Yeah, but once you're at H-O-R-S, you can't, you can't miss a couple?
No. You got to salt that one away.
I will be spared to enlisting.
It's Kevin. Yeah, Kevin. It's
okay,
his dad.
No, okay, all right.
What do you mean? I texted his dad and said, I just shut Jack out.
Yeah, but I would bet Jack is not on the freshman team if he let you shut him out in horse.
Jack's not bad.
Okay.
He's not bad. He's just...
Well, what kind of shots were you doing?
You know me, I got a great left hand.
Oh, man.
I was hot.
So you figured out that a seven-year-old couldn't use his left, and you just decided to start taking layups?
Ninth grade.
What's up, Jim?
I've seen him working on his left out there, so I figured I'd, you know.
What'd you say to him after?
You'd test him?
I said, good game. Hang in there, kid.
Man.
He cannot be that guy.
That is, man. Oh, man. That is great.
You know, here's the other. Okay. I had been playing. I'd been shooting for a half hour. He had just walked onto the
court. So you shot for a half hour? Seriously?
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah, not bad.
You're Antonio Pierce.
Look at my man, Steiny.
There was
Pierce.
A high school game where he ran up the score. I think it was 63-9. And then he made his team run gassers at halftime because they still made some mistakes. You just run up the score.
You're talking about the Raiders?
So do you remember 2015 Cardale Jones, the quarterback for Ohio State? Evan, do you remember that guy?
No.
He goes to the hospital to visit a kid, and he plays video games with him in the hospital and beats the kid 91-35 in Madden. You can't
do that.
Evan, he's in the hospital, and you're putting up a C note on him? I would get in the car and feel bad. Like, that goes against why you – I would let you win because you got some things going on.
Is the guy a pro player?
Oh, no, college. It was a kid.
Well, he played in the NFL.
Well, that's why he can't let him win. A college kid is not mature enough to
but
let...
But the kid's in the hospital.
No, I know.
You going to lay an L on him and say deuces?
I'm just saying a college kid...
That's a little more than an L.
Wouldn't know any better.
91-35.
Let him score.
He actually scored 98.
Dude, was it 98?
Kept him under 100.
Dude, come on, man. It was NCAA football. Dude.
Let's go to G-Money. G Money's in San Leandro. Hey, G Money, how you doing?
Shut him out too.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up? What's up, guys?
Hey.
First time caller, but I listen to you all the time. I just had to call in today because I'm getting a little tired of all the back. You're welcome. I'm getting tired of all the back and forth talk about the Giants. What I wanted to say was that, Guru, I love your passion and I love everything that you say, but I have to disagree with you about firing Bob Melvin.
Okay.
And on the other hand, I have to agree with Steiny and say that the Giants are not a really a good team. They need better players. And you guys had a caller last week who played, I think, semi-professional baseball, and he told a story about how his team wasn't doing very well, and the coach gave him a little pep talk, and it made them go out there and play a little bit harder. I think that's all a coach can do. It really comes down to the players. And like Steiny said, they're not good enough. I would have never signed Chapman to the to what they signed him for. You know, Devers coming over, he's done okay so far. You know, everyone was expecting him to do better. But I just wanted to, you know, get that out there that it's not Bob Melvin. You know, firing him isn't going to be the solution. The solution comes down to the players. And as Steiny has said, day in and day out, they're not that good of a team and they need better players. And I just wanted to ask you this, Guru. If they do fire Bob Melvin, don't you think that those players are going to feel awful and say that, hey, the reason our manager got fired is because we didn't play very well?
Well, they should. Well, I mean, okay, I'll give you that. But they should also be feeling awful already about their ineptitude on the field. So they should already be feeling bad. You got to, you know what I mean? It's not like you got to move on.
Right. So if they're feeling bad right now, why don't they get a little bit more focus, get some more batting practice in, get some more fielding in, play up to that potential that they know that they have for their manager? You hear all the time these players say, oh, we're going to play for our coach. Is that happening with the Giants? I don't think so.
Wow. And that's what
Thanks,
I brought
G Money.
No, G Money. And that's what I brought up to you, Steiny. What, losers of four in a row? I mean, if this keeps up, at what point are you sending another message without sending another message? If this thing gets to 8 or 7 out of 8, you know, or 9 out of 10, then at some point Buster has to do something because you can't get rid of all the players.
Doesn't seem like Buster Posey's MO. And from what I gather from Pavlovich, I think it feels to me, and you can disagree with this, it feels to me like Posey is putting it on the players. Is that fair? Do you read it the same way right now?
Honestly, Steiny, I don't know.
Yeah, that's
I'm
fair.
On the other side.
No, I think
Posey, I really believe with no intel, just watching the team continue to just stink, I feel like Posey's like, you got to be kidding me. I'm going to give you this game, Steiny. It's getting worse. It's doing that.
You know what may have been the turning point of the season? And this is where I'm with you. And maybe you
got
to do something.
Okay, because I got something.
Look at the timing of Birdsong throwing at the Marlin.
Oh, God.
It split the clubhouse in half.
I wish that was it.
Oh, yeah. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Never ask a first-year player to plunk a guy. Not with two out and nobody on.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get to that, Mike. We got some other stuff in the hopper, too.
Yeah, I
got
to. Let me get out.
Well, you
got to
do it.
Well, I wanted to get one more one-liner in there. I was wrong. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You dealing with Steinmetz Guru, you should have 4 or 5 appreciation days a month.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, I'm going to bring something up to you.
This is crazy.
Can you do me a favor?
Anything but money, baby. I got it.
And this is not just me. There have been two people who've brought it up.
Oh, that... And you look serious.
It's crossover related. People have noticed.
Okay.
Like, at least this is one of those things. Like, you want Melvin.
I interrupt.
You want Melvin. No, you, well, yeah. But you want Melvin to, call people out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, but I was honest. I said, I'm afraid of Willard. At least I'm honest. You have been kissing his rear end for weeks now at a time. And you have started to relish some of his antagonism toward me.
OMG.
This is not me.
Just get out the way. Okay. Because when it comes to butt kissing, Dibs does yours first. Every time, Steiny, great point. Dibs don't know it hurts me, but I'm like, gosh, Dibs. But that's how it starts. Now, Willard asked me to officiate his wedding. I like the guy. I don't agree with everything he says, vice versa. But never once do I kiss his butt. So now, who told you that?
People inside the building.
You, I'm scared. Like, you're a grown man.
Yeah.
I'm scared. What are you scared of?
Proper respect. I have the proper respect.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't, Willard, you know I don't, he knows I don't.
No, he knows you do.
This has
call
something.
Like you think.
Dude, Shay Shay, that don't hit the same anymore. I wonder why, but this goes to what the boss said. Why do you call him Will? Just like they called my dad John in the Navy. So I rebuke the notion that I kiss his butt. He ain't Jay-Z. Why would I kiss his butt?
Like somebody's starting to think he might be kissing Willard's butt.
Evan,
hell
just, is John. Evan, come on. I don't. Come on. That's ludicrous.
He was great this weekend.
Well, shout out Luda. I'll give you two. But come on. People disagreeing with you, Donnie.
I see nobody.
You're the one that just... And then this is what you do. Shout
what's
out.
That, what's that?
You're so insecure that the only way you can marinate with those two guys is to get mad at me after we had a great show. That is so Pee Wee Herman-ish.
No.
Dude, and I watch that, you change.
I haven't done that
because
for
you're
year.
Uncomfortable when they come in the room.
Yeah, I'd rather not do the crossover.
But don't put it at my doorstep.
I will.
You're selling us short. They
I will.
Listen. They know we're bonding.
I will because you.
And then when they walk in, all I got is I can be mad at Goo and angry. And
say, you know
it
what?
It changes how I look at you, man.
You know what? I know what's going on here. You've been getting some texts from Squirt, haven't you?
No.
Squirt, Relaford?
No.
The trucker?
Kane, that's Kane. No, Stani, it's just keep it real, man. Be who you are.
No, I'll be whoever
I want. You should be embarrassed that you got I'm scared of anybody. Well, it ain't going to hit you. I think there's something intellectual that intimidates you about Willard. So I'll say that, and then we can move on, Scotty. Evan. Hey, Lucas, real quick, I mean this.
Oh,
be quiet.
God, here we go.
When is the fantasy draft? Do you have a date? No, seriously, every night I think of it.
Still waiting on timing.
Okay.
There may be some on-air components to all of this, or maybe we'll stream the draft. We're looking at Wednesday, September 3rd.
Let's go.
Wednesday,
let's
September 3rd.
Stani is back, baby. Football.
We're also looking at payment.
Yep. I paid early last year. Lucas's annual Vegas trip.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Why do we have to pay if we're friends and we trust each other?
Niner,
you collect it when it's over.
Niner Gang 4 saying, yep, Guru glazes Willard.
What? They're doing that for you.
Stani, you're so correct. After the crossover...
Oh,
somebody clean up Guru's extra slobber.
You need
the guy.
You need
asked
to find
me,
a different word.
Yeah, that
wait,
was tacky.
What?
Yeah, I hope the
one you just
this.
Used.
Yeah,
slobber.
No.
Yeah. Dude, stop! Because it's nothing.
What was the word?
Dibs gives you a compliment.
Tell me the
watch
word.
How it starts today. Hey, Steiny.
What would? Hey, text line. What's the
Dibs,
word?
I love you.
What's the word these guys are talking about that I shouldn't have said?
All of them.
Dude, you went like four consecutively. Like, come on, man.
I didn't swear.
You almost did. Like, estimated eyes. Don't listen to him, Goo. I know what I am and who I am.
Let's,
oh, we're going to talk football.
No, but there's something else I wanted to. Oh, no, I can't remember. It was something that related. God.
Let's go paying first for fantasy. That really bothers me.
What does?
Can't do it.
Then Lucas gets all this money and we don't know, he could go invest it.
Okay.
And then
so
he has months to pay it back. Luke, what? I love you. It ain't you personally. That just, why can't I be the treasurer?
You can.
No. That money.
Do you want to be?
Hey, I know who I am. I don't want to be.
No, seriously. If you want to be the treasurer, we can pay you. You can hold our money.
Dude, be like, where are the payouts, Goose? Anyway, what do you got? You're over there flustered.
Yeah. Do I look flustered?
Well, you just cussed about five times.
Apparently, it's the word
glaze. Oh, Willard
glaze.
Just texted. Willard just texted us. Hold on. You and me both, Donnie. And it reads, we get you your pins and needles.
Oh, yeah.
He just put the ear emoji. He's listed.
So what?
That's Evan. Come on, let's get to it.
Get to what?
Our next subject.
I was going to throw you a curveball.
Oh, all right. I'm ready. I can hit now.
You cannot be that guy.
Stani, they got to come in.
Hey, you see what Nate McMillan said?
No, seriously, I didn't. I've been in the SIP.
Do you know who Nate McMillan's working for?
I want to say the Blazers.
Nope.
Lakers. Okay, Lakers.
Yeah. You hear what Nate McMillan said?
Did Luka's going to be MVP?
Oh, no, better. At least as far as this show goes.
Not LeBron.
No, better.
Oh, as far as this.
It's well, better. His name something is LeBron.
Bronny related.
Yes, sir.
What? And why are you clapping? Bron,
because we've got another member of the Lakers rotation, Bronny James. Nate McMillan says it's possible Bronny James could be part of the Lakers rotation this year.
I'll take that bet now. I'll take that bet now.
Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye.
Well, I'll
this
say
is a pro's pro.
He listen. If you want some good reading, go to The Athletic and read the great piece by Marcus Thompson on Ken Lacup and his departure from the Warriors and nepotism.
Wait, on who?
On Ken Lacup.
Kent.
No, Kent Lacup. Yeah. Help me out. I wish Bronny James would take a page out of Kent Lacup.
But not Kirk's.
No, I'm talking about Kent.
Okay, so who Kent does it right, Kirk does it wrong.
No, I wish Bronny would have said, Dad, just I want to play on a different team. I don't want to be under your shadow. I know you got me here. So shout out to Kent Lacup and the piece in The Athletic. I wish Bronny would take a page out of that book. All Come right. on, Stein. He's not even, being in the road. What did we miss?
No, you know more than Redick and
Nate
McMillan.
Well, he's LeBron. Yeah.
The one thing I will say was... It wasn't about Bronny. It was about, shoot, you said something that.
Kent Lacup?
Oh, yes. Even though I'm not a real host, let me explain what Guru's talking about. Nahegian hates when we do stuff, and he's like, "What? You need to tell people why you're talking about
all right,
something.
Look at you.
Kent Lacup is Joe Lacob's son. He's 3 years younger than Kirk Lacup, I believe. And Kirk Lacup is a member of the Warriors front office. And Kent Lacup, his younger brother, had been a member of the Warriors for 10 years as director of team development. So Joe Lacup had two sons working for him. And recently, Kent, the younger son, told his dad,
"Wow,
I'm out." And Joe said, "What do you mean?" And Kent said, "I'm out. I'm quitting. I'm gone.
Not just going to stay in the league. He's out.
I'm not working here anymore."
Yep.
Interesting.
It is.
And it was a story about nepotism.
No, and it was a powerful story. They talked about his daughter, Kirk, and, you know, Kent getting married here, Stani, soon, and just wanting his own path. And he understands that that's out there. I never thought about how... I don't want to say cloak and dagger of people being, you know, in a situation where all of us feel like we would love to, you know, do that with our children. But for him not to want to go make his own mark in life, I thought it was kind of powerful. Like Kent felt like it was a burden of people looking at him knowing how he got to where he got in the league through what his dad had accomplished.
Yeah. Sounds like he wants to get out from his dad's shadow.
Yeah.
And he wants to go do something on his own.
Yeah.
Good, not basketball related. Yeah.
And the daughter, she's into movies, so she chose not to go that route as Kirk did.
Yeah.
And it was a great read.
Real quick, you think Bronny should have done
what Kent did, just take a page out of...
Well, then he wouldn't have got drafted.
No. Just, you know what, Dad? I want another team to draft me. Because he has to know you're only in the league because your daddy's the king.
So,
and that's okay.
I got you.
But come on.
So you
don't sell me on you clapping and Nate McMillan, the audacity. Oh, he's going to be on the road. That I'll bet.
Yeah. So in other words.
Not hating on the kid.
Of course not. Oh, my God. But it does sound like you're hating on Kirk Lacup, and I get that.
I'm hating on Bron.
Well.
Living out his dreams through his son, man.
Well, then
he's not.
So you feel the same way about Joe Lacup?
No, Kirk Lacup also was going to do some different ventures and decided.
Didn't.
No, Kirk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
still there.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. So, in other words, Daddy Lacob got Kirk Lacob into the NBA.
Okay.
And now Kirk Lacob is still working for the Warriors as Joe's son. Joe got him into the league like LeBron got Bronny into the league. So why aren't you hating on Joe Lacob for getting Kirk into the league?
Oh, my gosh. I envy Joe Lacob. First, let's just keep it real from what he did, leaving his business and dropping out of college and thinking, starting up his own, you know, his own venture and bubble to the point to where he said, you know what, I'm going to build a, I'm going to be an owner. Take that heat at the Chris Mullin retirement ceremony and build a dynasty. And I love Kirk for saying, I'm not going to let nepotism.
Well, he did.
No, I'm not going to let it not have me follow my dad's footsteps. So there's power in both ways.
Okay.
Power for Kent saying, you know what? I want to go find my calling. I don't want to be up under you, Pops. I love you.
Okay.
And but then the flip side is Kirk.
Well, let's talk about Joe Lacob. You don't think there's any similarity between what Joe Lacob's done and what LeBron did with Bronny?
I don't find it. I got to be careful here, Stoney. I told you, corporate and pro sports in those spots, they're different. And maybe that's because I worked in corporate. Nobody cares. There's no Bronny in corporate. People know if you're the boss's son or daughter, you got major action and you don't got corporate people in Europe, overseas, busting their tail, you know, putting their life on pause, rolling the dice that they'll get that call to be on a, you know, a pro team's bench. But when you get Bronny James drafted, who we saw at USC was not ready, onto the Lakers, into a game, you know how many guys are busting their, you know what, to get that jersey and that opportunity? That's why it reeks. I don't like the comparison. Corporate nepotism and the in sports nepotism. Hey, this is my son. Same. You're on the Lakers.
I'm sorry. I do not find any difference. Any. Between me coming out of college, hey, Steiny, what do you want to do for your life? You know what I'd love to do? I would love to work for an NBA front office. Okay. Well, try to pay your dues and get to work for an NBA team's front office. Okay. And I start plugging away somewhere to do that. Meanwhile, there's Kirk Lacob, who gets to work at his dad's office. And I look at it as I'm the guy whose job he took. I am. Because I was trying to pay my dues and have been working 10, 15 years to try to get into the league. And now I can't do it because he's got his son doing the job.
Does it matter that Kirk Lacob owns his team as LeBron is just a player and had enough juice to get his son on the team?
I mean, to me, you can make that distinction, but I just look at it, two guys with a ton of power.
Yeah, no doubt. And a ton of power that they took chances, rolled the dice, and it came their way. But I'll say this, to the corporate nepotism, and Austin and San Jose saying I work in corporate goo, nepotism is nepotism. To me, there is no overseas in the corporate world. You could go get a different job at a Fortune 500 company if somehow you lost out because the owner over here hired his son. In the NBA and pro sports, these spots, Steiny, are so sacred. Come on, man. You know what I'm...
A front office corporate job is every bit as sacred to people.
But there's so many of them.
I don't necessarily
like
think
a
that's
pro
true.
Getting a jersey and coming in and playing on opening night so LeBron could live out his fantasy and he's the king. I ain't mad at Bron. It's so different, man.
I just disagree. I think nepotism is nepotism. And LeBron did it and Joe Lacob did it. And the distinction to me is marginal enough that it's the same principle. Now, I will say this. The one thing that the Lacobs are willing to do is address it. Like, that's the one thing that I respect about the Lacobs,
right,
is that
you.
Kirk Lacob, you know, it's like Kirk Lacob essentially said what Steve Kerr said the other day about Curry. It's no secret why I'm still coaching the Warriors. because I've got a relationship with Steph Curry.
And I love
that. I'm not under any illusion that I would still be here if Steph weren't a part of the Warriors.
I love that.
So good for Kirk Lacob to say, well, of course I've had advantages, and I know people say what they say, and so the way I use that input is to try to work harder than everybody else. Yeah. Okay? Like, all that is fair.
And I wish, and I know we're not talking about nepotism with Melvin, but transparency, I wish Melvin would take on some of that to just say, you know what, Stiney, Goo, I've been stinking. And I know, Stiney, you're like, it ain't going to change anything, but I think it would play different, just like, man, he's owning it. He is owning it. But to, you know, keep saying I'd had a million, you know, meetings and we just don't know. I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. If Bob Melvin doesn't believe he's doing a bad job, should he say he's doing a bad job?
Well, you know what? If the latter...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Because all I have to go on is, I don't have the answer, then I would say lie and play the game like you're taking that. You're taking one for the team. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at on that. I mean, Stiney, you got to play the game, man. And right now, you got every Giant fan. It feels like the ones that weren't, I know some that were not in the camp of getting rid of him or thinking about new, you know, a new skipper. They're coming around because he's not changing and taking ownership, I don't believe.
Okay. Like, I love talking about this. Yeah. What should he change? You know, the guy's been managing probably, what, 20, 15, 20 years overall? Like, I get the Giants, like things have to change for the Giants. But I don't like, I don't think a manager can change. Like, you hired Melvin for his attributes that you
Posey didn't hire him. He kept him. Gave him, okay, I got you. Go ahead.
Buster Posey is responsible for Bob Melvin.
Yes, no doubt.
So the things you liked about Bob Melvin are obviously the reason why you hired him. So if you're asking him to change, you're asking him to, A, be somebody who he's not, and B, be a person who is different from the one you initially liked in the first place.
Well, I'll say this to that. The goal of the job is to be successful. And the Giants, a year and a half in, under Melvin, are not successful. So we need to have a conversation. I believe Posey and Melvin, and Posey could be like, this is a lost cause. Nothing's going to change. And then at that point, you know, we wish you good luck. Thank you for your services. And I got to go find somebody that can get these guys to be the best version of themselves.
Well, I would just say that this is where I do think you got to be careful.
Okay.
And this is where I think Posey, I think it's the reason why Posey might not fire Melvin. And I'm looking at the Golden State Warriors. Over 10 years, Rick Adelman, PJ Carlissimo, Dave Cowens, Eric Musselman, Mike Montgomery, Keith Smart. Like, they changed coaches 8 times and the teams like never got better.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I'm looking at it right now is, okay, it's been 4 years of 500 baseball, and now you're poised, apparently, to fire Bob Melvin after 2 years. So we've been 500 for 4 straight years, and now we're going to fire our second coach who went 500 with, like,
But you're missing one big caveat, Donnie.
Tell me.
Unlike the other 4 of years of the 5, I went and got you Rafael Devers, and I went and got you Willie Adames. So you have more talent than those other 4 years.
You know what?
And we're getting the same, if not worse results.
That's where I may challenge a little bit. Like, Michael Conforto hit 20 homers last year.
Right.
I'm just saying. You know, like, they have had, you know, I guess what I look at it is they've been 500 forever. Okay, go ahead and fire Bob Melvin. I'm not convinced that this is any more than a 500.
So you, yeah, okay. So
that's
you don't, yeah,
saying.
No. In estimated eyes, this is a weird conversation, but I'll tell you this, Donnie, you don't feel like the Giants are underachieving. I want to speak for Willard and Dibs, but I asked both of them yesterday, and I believe, well, I got to be careful about Dibs, but I thought I both got to go ahead on this team is underachieving.
What are they right now, 68 and 70?
2 games under.
Okay. Yeah, okay, they're underachieving. They should be 2 games above.
See,
I don't think it should be any more than that.
Wow.
They're not good enough to be 2 games above, I don't think. 888.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to go. What is it? 9570 is the number. If you want to jump into the conversation, we didn't talk about Jennings, did we? We'll do that on the other side. Hey, we got a big, that segment was brought to you by the American Cancer Society.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.